Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry that we're not at full capacity because our chat room seems to be having some malfunction action. So we have gremlins going on. If you can't get in the chat room, just enjoy what you're hearing out here. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome. As we once again bring forth the big, big tournament of 2022. I'm yours, Michael Lewis, and DJ Honeycomb. And as always, it's great to talk. Big Bag Tournament, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the assessment of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right here, right now, at www.BASNNewsroom113.com. Shout out to all the members of the Brother Man Network and Soul Patrollers and Cold Caravan folks and listeners just chilling. Yeah. Another end of the day, and we're going to try to set it right for you. A little music, a little night music, courtesy of two of the most iconic soul bands of all time, The Impressions, who were in existence from 1959 until now, and The Manhattans, also from a little bit back in the day, from 1962 until now. They will be the first lead-off in our tournament. And like I said, they're two of the older groups in the competition and two of the most iconic. The Impressions, their thing together out of Nashville, Tennessee, as well as Chicago, Illinois. Jay Butler, Ray Hudson, Curtis Mayfield. And if there's anything that's synonymous with Chicago sound, it's got to be Curtis. And not just because of his lyrics. Curtis is like Chicago's Isaac Hayes. His arrangements really have almost every Chicago artist, Five Stair Steps, Gene Chandler. You know, you can feel that Curtis all over them when you hear their music and stuff. And he does a great job of playing off their wonderful voices and lyrics. Anyway, they've been around for a while, long enough to affect change. Jay Butler left the group, went on to a solo career, actually went on to a solo political career as an alderman in Chicago, a longstanding politician there. Curtis, you all know, stood on his own work for a long time by accident on stage at a concert. Sadly ended up in a wheelchair. And so, and the other members of the group, Mr. Gooden, Leroy Hudson, others, they moved on. They reformed in the 70s, and the newer impressions put together songs for the movie Three the Hard Way. Black Action fans might remember that film. Jim Brown, Fred Anna Williamson, etc., etc. And of course, Leroy Kelly beating up those cops in New York streets. Anyway, they're going to go up against the Manhattans. The Manhattans, who started out in Jersey City. They all went to Lincoln High School, if my research is correct, although I believe one of them, the original lead singer, George Smith, went to Snyder High School. And they all went to service together and came out about the same time. And then they started to do their own thing as a group. They started singing early in the mid-60s, and one of their songs, Can I, turned out to be a signature hit before there were so-called wedding songs. Can I turned out to be a wedding song along with When We Get Married for that era. And Smitty sung his ass off when he did that number. However, Smith would fall ill and could not perform any longer, and it looked like the Manhattans were going to fold until Joe Alston came in. Joe Alston is the brother of Shirley Alston Reeves, who was the lead singer of the Shirelles. He came on and ascended to the lead singer, and Manhattans had a huge hit with their country-flavored Kiss and Say Goodbye. Of course, that led to other songs, Shining Star and others, and they regained, well, actually, I won't say they exceeded the popularity they had with the first group of the first incarnation of the band. Anyway, moving on, in the second part of our show, we're going to have the funk band Speak Up as Lakeside, representing Dayton, Ohio. We're coming to the fray. Y'all know we love the funk here, but you also know between the funk, you got to have some love. And, you know, you got to have the brothers beg, for nothing else, to stay in practice. And Lakeside did a nice job of that. In 1999, I was working for Gannett Newspapers, and the Beatles, or rather Capitol Records, had come out with one of those little package deals where they put together all the Beatles' number one hits and turned them into a CD. Now, I've never really been a big Beatles fan. The only song I can remember playing on this show was Fool on the Hill, which I liked, more probably because of the production, but I liked it. And I also liked the way Sergio Mendez did it when they had Brazil 66 in the mid-60s. However, my media boss, Rafer Shonen, was a really nice guy, and he trusted my skill. And when we started to talk about this, when the CD came in, I said, what's your favorite Beatles song? And so he told me, and the group in the room, we all started chatting and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I've never really been a crazy Beatles fan, but I can think of two Beatles songs that I thought were amazing in terms of translations of. And that was Wes Montgomery's Day in the Life, which many jazz fans may know about, and Lakeside's version of a Beatles tune. And so, of course, when he said, "Who's Lakeside?" I was like, trust me on this. So he eventually went to YouTube out of frustration because I wouldn't tell him right off the bat. And he went and he heard it. He was like, "You know what? That's pretty good." I said, "Of course it's pretty good. It's very good." But, you know, when folks don't know no better, they don't know no better. One thing I had to say about Ray Fishon, he was a good man. And when it came to music, he left me the fuck alone, let me do my thing. Should be the benefit of what all good bosses do when they have employees trying to do certain things. No. You let them work. Let the work speak for itself. And he did. I really enjoyed working there. Anyway, that's what's going to be the first part of this. You'll also hear from my brother, Gary Norris Gray, who can't come in right now because of the gremlins in the chat room, but we will hear from G. And, oh, I'd say sometime around 8:15, 8:20. Oh, actually, I should be like 10:15. You'll hear from G. He'll tell you where we got so far with some of the voting. We already know some of the folks in the East who have made it to the next round. Once we get done with this, we got a couple more Midwest shows and then the West. And once the West is won, we will get into the second round where the sets will be longer and the music will be stronger. But for right now, why don't you just kick back and relax. Don't forget, if you don't know already, the bands you'll hear from will sing at least three songs. You pick which one you like at the matchup. The winner moves on. Losers eliminated. So again, Impressions, Manhattans. I believe the Impressions have won the toss, and they will go first. Normally, the bands wait to go last, but the Impressions, sellers say they're ready. So you're not going to stop them. Let's let them go ahead and do their thing. We'll see you around halftime. But for now, the big, big tournament commences.
Jenna, kiss my bride now. Can I tell her? I got to tell her she's mine. She's got to be mine alone. Can I
Can I take my baby home?
Come on, let me
If my heart could speak, then it could tell you how I feel about you. And it's not that I don't care, but my lips won't dare say what I want them to. I would have no problem. Everything I could explain. Oh, if I do you wrong, wouldn't take too long for my heart to know I could. to each other, lost in love. Yeah, baby. Baby, when we touch, love you so much, you're all I ever dreamed of. Yeah, baby.
Honey, I'll never leave you lonely. Give my love to you only.
To you.
Yeah.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light. A lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark. That hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear. I love you,
gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love
a gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right?
How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you loved your black preacher?
Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you had your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or
out. Which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of color, I wish that I hadn't started.
than all the world. Hurt to know if you ever were untrue. Sweeter than the taste of a cherry so sweet. And I'm so proud, girl.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud of you. Compliments to you from all the people we meet. Yes, and I'm so proud.
I'm so proud.
Believe me, I love you too. I'm so proud of being loved by you. Hurt to know if you ever were untrue. Sweeter than the taste of a cherry so sweet. Yeah, and I'm so proud.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of being loved.
You came along into my life, destroying me more, mounting up the toil and strife. But I'm a fool for you. I'm a fool. We'll be right back.
to carry on. Don't you know I need you? Yes, I do, baby.
I need your comfort, dear Lord.
Yeah, just to hold me,
hold me,
to guide me,
guide me
when I can't go on.
I love you like I've never loved before, and I know it's true love, baby, 'cause I love you more and more. You please me, make me so happy each day. You're more than a woman.
I can't say no. For you, I'll do anything
for you.
You're the girl for me. Just like a precious pearl, a precious pearl. And I love you, babe. I gotta tell the whole. The whole wide world. Girl, when I kiss your tender lips, girl, I realize you're so special. And I can't say no, I can't say no. Someone so dear, someone so dear. Now even if you ask me to,
should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue by the fire.
If you don't
know, if you don't die now,
you will never, never, never know.
You'll never, never, never know me. My hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't. Got our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Before you take your coat off, that's I've got something to tell you. See, what I have to say is so very important to our relationship. Why is it every time we go out on the town and get around my friends, man, you're always talking about what you got? What I done bought for you. How much money I made. And what school our children go to. And all the fancy clothes and the big pretty cars and the big diamond rings and the fantastic mink coats. Is you for real? No, I don't think you are. Sit down now. No, sit down. No, don't say nothing. You see, wait a minute. That's your problem. That is your problem. You're always saying the wrong thing at the right time. You see, I don't know how to explain it to you. The best I can tell you is what my mother told me as I was coming up. She used to say, son, chances go round. She said, the same people that you meet going up, you make the same old faces coming down. Tell the truth. You see, people today, they come out, man, to party. They come out to party, man. They didn't come out to hear all that job mess you talking about. You standing up in the corner with a bottle of champagne talking about Harry, Joe, and Dick, and Bobby, and what they ain't got. And they live down in the lower development homes, and you won't even help. You won't even buy them a drink. Is that any way to be? If you're gonna boast, boast around somebody that has what you have. Don't make your own brothers and sisters feel bad. Listen, I know you know what I'm talking about, because from time to time I can remember you coming to me, putting your head on my shoulder and crying, "Oh, Papa, why? Why? Why don't nobody want to be my friend?" You told me a long time ago, you said, "Papa, what am I doing?" I didn't want to tell you then. I thought you'd have sense enough to realize what you're doing, but I see you don't. Sit down and listen to me. No, sit down. You see, people are too sensitive today. They don't want to hear all that job you're talking about. You see, they don't want to hear about what you got, because they're trying to get it too. Tell the truth. I can't very much blame them. As much as it hurts me, it hurts to see people going around behind our back saying that his woman this, his woman that, and she ain't this, she ain't that. I want to be proud of you, Mama. I want to be proud of you. Listen, as long as you live, as long as you live, whether you're with me or not, be free.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. I'm your brother. I'm your brother. I'm your friend, I'm your bridge over troubled water.
Yes, he is.
Begging, begging.
That's right. The teddy bear holding court.
Begging.
We told you to beg him and go on. Hal Melvin and the Blue Notes, courtesy of Teddy Pendergrass, taking us to halftime here. Here with myself, DJ Honeycomb, and my partner, DJ Great, as we are taking care of this year's Big Big Tournament. Yo, G. Teddy Pendergrass is not only a great voice, but he was a very imposing musical figure. He stood about 6'3 and a half or so.
He's a big man. He's large.
And of course, that baritone definitely meant business. He would take a lot of draws off on stage, I got to tell you.
Tony told me a story about it. We went to a concert, and these people were taking their draws off and throwing them on stage.
That's right. Tim out. Shoot. I mean, Adam, you know, if they took them off for him, well, they'd take them off for others later on that night. So
yeah.
People had to realize that singers like Teddy Pendergrass and Isaac Hayes and Barry White, you know, they were doing a service, you know? So.
You can't sing like Teddy.
Yeah, but that's true,
babe.
Yeah, that's right. So, what can I say? Anyway, we're halfway through this course tonight, and in our previous rounds, I have some early notations that the Delphonics and the Moments have moved on. They made the second round. Yeah, I believe you had the Intruders and Black Ivory. What was the status on them?
Black Ivory won that one.
All right. Okay, so we will see them in the second round as well. The Four Tops.
The Ebony's The Governors.
Yes. Ebony's beat Commodores. Temptations and Four Tops moved on. So the second round, when we get that, we finish the rest of the Midwest and the West. The sets will be longer. And obviously you'll have a more informed listen to the talents of the artist performing. And then we will move on to single performers. And then the ladies will take care of things at the end. Now, Gene, we had a really good conversation yesterday on your show. And I am still annoyed at how you're handling this whole Brittany Griner mess. You know? Now, we already know she did something wrong. Like, that's fact. They can't change that. But what really got my goat was when they interviewed the coach of Phoenix Mercury, and she had the unmitigated gall, as Tony would say.
Unmitigated gall?
To try to stick it on LeBron James. And I'm like, wait a minute. The hell's going on? LeBron James ain't got shit to do with this.
Yep.
And you know what? If he was traveling abroad, he wouldn't be stupid enough to sniff or vape or tote or whatever the fuck it was, whatever drug or trace it was. He wouldn't give them the benefit of that. You know, and now She's crying the blues like, oh, I'm in trouble. Please help me, help me, help me. Like, fuck that. You know?
You know, Michael, I want to say that yesterday. Those women were protesting Black Lives Matter, correct? They were protesting in the United States a year ago, correct?
Right.
Now these same women want the U.S. government to help them. Well, a year ago, you were bashing the U.S. government. You can't have both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it both ways.
Selective memory tends to do that sort of thing. I'm with you. I agree wholeheartedly. However,
no, but this has been the attitude of the United States for the last 5 years. See, I have an article about this. People have got to know their history, and we don't.
Yes, we do. Gary just finished an article for BASNNewsroom.com. You can check it out on www.BASNNewsroom.com. Talking about this very thing, great article, and where we're missing insight is the fact that, as you said, you can't have it both ways.
But either we're gonna be the government, or we're gonna be against the government. You can't say, well, I'm in jail, save my mind. You just can't do that.
No, you can't. No, I'm with you, G. Unfortunately, it's gonna take more facts shoved down people's throats.
Yep.
To make them swallow this and digest the reality of it.
Yep.
You know, you just can't say things as an aside. And, you know, not that LeBron James needs me to defend him, but, you know, this is one brother who has stayed on point. And y'all have the nerve to try to bash him because he wants to be not just good at what he does, but good off the field, people in his community, and everybody wins. You know, they don't want that. It's like black men aren't supposed to exist with those type of premises built within them.
No,
so
this is the attitude of the United States. And this is where you get in trouble. The attitude of the United States, I think compared to blackness, you don't count.
No, you don't.
Unless we need you. When we need you, we're going. Otherwise, stay away.
That's right. Yes, indeed. Well, next week, we will have the presence of the elements on the tournament, and we will take a trip out west to see what's happening in the Western Regional.
Ooh, boy.
So, if you haven't heard your favorite group, well, you may hear them in the West. So, we'll be back at it doing what we normally do. Of course, the Hump Day Special is in effect on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any last words before I go back to work, G? Because I think we're going to go to jukebox mode for this last little bit.
Okay, number one, wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, wear a mask. Number four, be kind to your neighbors, He's going on.
That's right. Be kind to your neighbors. Be kind to your neighbors. Wear a mask. Take the vaccine. But now, you know, believe me, if there's going to be a Tuskegee moment, it's going to happen because they're trying to kill as many black people as they possibly can. We already know this. But don't let them kill us being funky. Wash your ass! That's right. You know, doggone well, you're supposed to wash y'all's ass, especially when it's hot like that. Don't let that shit get all in you and smell be all rank and whatnot. Oh, Lord have mercy. No, no, no. We will not have wild onions and ass gravy falling all over y'all. Take a shower. Give your aunt a drink of water and give your friend a drink of water too. So, knowing nobody's stinking. All right. So, yes, for now, we will take it to jukebox mode. I got 50 cents in my hand. Oh, we got our first two donations, and I want to thank everybody for donating. STRITR, all capital letters, to Cash App. We will definitely take care of your requests. Shout out to a longtime listener, Armand Desjardins. He's been a listener and friend of mine for years. I'm glad to see him on here. Still checking things out. My brother Van Ark. All the Soul Patrollers and Cold Caravan who are listening, please indulge. And voice your choice, str.itr.mli@outlook.com. Although you can hit our Facebook page and put who you like. Do you like the Impressions? Do you like the Manhattans? Or do you like Lakeside? Or how Melvin and the Blue Nuts? Let us know. We add to the total. And, of course, 2 weeks from now, we will go into round two. So you already know, Joe Phoenix and Moments have moved on. I think Blue Magic has moved on as well in the East. Temptations of Pops have moved on. And maybe...
It's
very possible. I see some serious shit going down, y'all. So, if it does get to that, don't even bother about putting on no drawers, because you know it's going to be serious. They ain't got to take nothing off. Yes, come on with it. And you know the shylights. You know they're coming and begging and whatnot. So don't worry about knee pads or any of that stuff. Just lay back and enjoy. Anyway, let me get back to work here. Put my first quarter in. Three songs. Take it to the top of the hour. Of course, next week, the Humphrey special, 9 p.m. Eastern. Again, STRITR, Cash App. Make your requests. Voice your choice. We'll be happy to oblige. Thank you for indulging. Thank you for leaving our music page. And we're going to be the best music jukebox in cyberspace. Some music will go all over the place. Anyway, now we'll see if this segue in mind will work as we start 3-4 chord. And of course it doesn't because the timing is
messing up.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine.
Always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that her girlfriend's got, what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're lonely now,
gotta just come out of the closet and take you all around the room. And the memories spell out like a ghost and dance around in a fast slow tune. Ah, it's making lonely now. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, indeed. The Chantels. I'm sure they have a lot to say when they get to the ladies' portion of the Big Bag Tournament. I got another quarter to spend before we get out of here. Just another reminder that Wednesday we're doing it again with the Hump Day Special, 9 p.m. Eastern, here on Blog Talk Radio. By then, hopefully, they will fix the chat room. I just shake my head and just keep going, y'all. Anyway, having said that, love to my daughters, Leah, Nikki, Debbie, everybody else out there. If you are working or traveling, please, I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. We will hear from the elements, earth, wind, and fire on the next version of the Big Bag Tournament. And, of course, we'll be back with more good music. The Jukebox is live, y'all. Capital letters STRITR. Donate to the Jukebox, and we will serve it up for you. Birthdays, special occasions, dedications, just like old school radio. Please don't hesitate. If we don't already have it, we will find it. You know we will. Anyway, let me spend this last quarter, get my black ass out of here. Just remember, take care of those who take care of you. Walk with those that picked you up. And a special shout out to my angels at Jefferson, who have been really instrumental in helping me get literally back up on my feet. So Heather, Kristen, Jennifer, both Jennifers, one with the tats and one without, all you guys who have been so helpful, I can't thank you enough. I will be stroking very soon. I am grateful for everything that you guys have done. So if you don't hear it, I just want you to know that I am thankful and I am blessed that you guys put that fire back in me to help keep my ass above ground and above water, ambulatory and independent. We like all that good shit. So we carry on and remember, take care of those who take care of you. It can't be more simple than that. Play out. I want to leave this message because I've always appreciated this little dialogue here. It's so true and it's so funny. And it's another reminder that comedians have gone beyond just telling jokes to really, in some cases, soothsayers and fine observers of what kind of nonsense is going on here and now.
You know, they will let white folks make a movie about any goddamn thing. Look at Hollywood. Scissorhands, give me a fucking break. Somebody is on crack. Somebody smoking a pipe at the studio. Somebody at the studio is smoking crack. Scissorhands. Throw mama from the train. Only white folks can throw their mama from a damn train. And it's a hit fucking movie. Ain't that some crazy shit? Throw mama from the goddamn... What's the other thing? White men can't jump. They don't have to. They own the team. Some white man at the bank right now. Ooh, my niggas are jumping. Oh, jump, nigga. White daddy make you jump. Jump. Oh, jump. Single white female. They'll let white folks make a movie about any fucking thing. But I knew they were crazy when they let them make Driving Miss Daisy in the 90s. Driving Miss Daisy. Fuck Miss Daisy. I will walk before I drive some goddamn Miss Daisy. Some old Jewish woman, I'll take a bagel and beat the shit out of Miss Daisy. This is the 90s. I'll drive that bitch to an alley and rob her. I will do a carjack. Miss Daisy would be on the fucking bus. She fuck with me. See, a lot of you are relating, but a lot of white folks are not laughing. They're holding back because they love that Tar Baby, Aunt Jemima, let's go back bullshit. Oh, Miss Daisy, I love it. Fuck that. I don't like that cooning, happy slave bullshit. See, you're white. You can go back. Back to the Future. They like all that shit. You can skip on back. Your little ass is white. I go back. I can only go back so far. Then my black ass is in chains. Fuck you. I'm not going back. Trying to trick a nigga back. Trying to trick a nigga back. Come on, nigga. Come on back. Come back to Jamaica. Come on. No, I'm going to stay here in the 90s where I can tell you to kiss my black ass. I didn't like the ending of that movie. In the rest home, he's feeding it. Oh, you my best friend. I said, look, poison this bitch so I can go home and get some sleep. What they going to do? Let Spike Lee write and direct part two? Driving Miss Daisy some more? But my favorite, I have to confess, I swear, don't tell anybody, Lassie. I love that fucking Lassie. Was that a smart dog? God damn, that dog was smart. Remember how Lassie used to start? That was Lassie whistling. That dog was smart, wasn't it? And then they talked to Lassie like Lassie was a person. You know, they just, white folks talk to Lassie like they grew up. Lassie, hey Lassie. Hi, girl. How's your mom? Oh, Lassie. I love you. Call me in an hour, Lassie. I mean, talk to fucking Lassie. I saw one episode where Grandpa drove him somewhere, remember, and had a heart attack. Lassie drove him to the hospital and made a left turn. I said, God damn, Lassie. This is a smart fucking dog. Lassie got dogs killed. I had a little mixed ghetto dog. I must have hit that dog in the head with a hammer. I said, motherfucker, if Lassie can do it, you go do it. I said, you better talk back. I'm going to give you to the Vietnamese family. I bet they'll make your ass talk. You'll holler for help. I bet they'll make you talk. Oh, but that lasted. And then one episode, they got burglarized. They said, oh, girl, what did they take, girl? What? Were there any niggers? Any dark one, girl? Any real dark ones? That black girl? Make out the police report last year. I used to always like put, you know, your race because you're black into movies. I always thought Frankenstein was a nigga. No, because all the white folks were always chasing Frankenstein. Huh? Got him! Got him! He was always running like a nigga. And he grunted like niggas. And when he catch him, he's just like a nigga. He'd whoop their ass. Like he said, two motherfuckers all over the place. Rah! Say, get him, nigga. Rah! He steals shit, remember? And then white people were scared of him like they're scared of niggas. Oh, what's that? What was that? Niggas behind it to them? That shit used to fuck me up. I'm sorry. We tried to catch that nigga, wouldn't it? Some crazy wild shit. No, that's why I can't get ready for the shit. The movies are crazy. White films, I'm sorry, white folks. It's crazy shit. One thing in Hollywood, they don't like black men and they don't like white women. You white women here, some of you are uncle women, so you know what I'm talking about. But the ones that are up on the shit, you know the game. You watch the movies come out of Hollywood, what they think of white women. They don't give a fuck about a white woman. They put you with freaks, Beauty and the Beast. Come on, that's bestiality. A white woman with a fucking monster. I know a monster when I see one. Oh, it's just insides. Fuck that. That's a fucking lion. Have a white lady fucking him all night and shit. Come on. Don't take your kids to see that shit. 4 or 5 years from now, your kid will be in the kitchen fucking the dog singing, Beauty and the Beast. Sick shit. King Kong. They ran to get that white woman. Oh, get a white woman. She'll fuck that big gorilla. Get a white woman. Princess and the Frog. Oh, get a pretty white woman. Get a frog. That's freak shit. And a fucking frog. Elephant Man. I love you. White lady. Swamp Thing. White woman. I love you. The fly. Big old green eyes. Throwing. Get a white woman. I love you. Sick shit. That's sick white shit. Put a black woman in these movies and see don't the dialogue change. Put a black lady in The Fly. You big-eyed motherfucker. You'll never buzz on this pussy. I bet when I get this black flag, you get the fuck out of my face. Swamp Thing, you better get your ass back in them pot of greens. I ain't through cooking them greens. Frog, Elephant Man, lion, get your ass in the car. We're going to the zoo to find you somebody, because ain't a goddamn thing happening here. But they just give the white woman dumb lines. I love you. They don't give a fuck about the white lady. If they ain't raping a white lady, if they ain't sexual, if they don't have you fucking everything in the movie, then they chopping your head off. White women aren't safe in a dream. If you fall asleep, Freddy gets after your ass. Freddy gets after you. You cannot be safe in a goddamn dream. And then you guys wonder why the serial killer wants you. He goes to the movie, and the movie says, kill the white woman. In fact, kill about 50 of them. That's some cold shit.
That's the deal. I get a little carried away because, fuck it, it's real.
But that's why I can't watch television because it's too wild. Because they got crazy shit on Star Trek, the new generation. Who's writing this futuristic stuff for black folks? Who's writing this? One nigga's blind, the other one like his mother fucked a turtle. Who's writing this? Whoopi Goldberg running around looking like a fugitive from a pancake box. Who's writing this shit?
Did y'all see The Exorcist? It's a story about the devil. Gets into this 12-year-old girl. Devil's a low motherfucker, Jack. See, there wouldn't have been no movie. It'd have been niggas in it. The movie would have been about 7 minutes long. As soon as the devil spoke. Hello. Goodbye. See, a nigga would have handled that movie different. The nigga would have walked in the house and went, what in the fuck is that funky smell? And all that racket upstairs. Is the girl crazy? Smell like shit in here. Some devilish shit at that. He walk in the room. Bitch, what's wrong with you? Get up out of bed. Wash your ass, girl. Stinking up the whole motherfucking house. And get the cross out your pussy. Get downstairs and help your mother straighten out the front room. We haven't come in here. See, I get a black preacher to pray the exorcist away. Because they tight with God. You know God do. There's a person in him that's possessed. And we was wondering, I know you're visiting. I've checked your schedule. And if you don't mind, the devil's just acting a motherfucking fool. Could you exorcise this motherfucker to Cleveland someplace? Winos deal with it, though, right? Winos never get afraid of nothing but running out of wine. That's the only thing that panic a wino. Wino could deal with Dracula. Like anybody. Hey, man! Say, nigga, you with the cake! What you doing picking in them people's windows? What's your name, boy? Dracula? What kind of name is that for a nigga? Where you from, fool? Transylvania. I know where it is, nigga. You ain't the smartest motherfucker in the world, you know. Even though you is the ugliest. Oh, yeah, you ugly motherfucker. Why don't you get your teeth fixed, nigga? That shit hanging all out your mouth. Why don't you go get you an orthodontist? That's a dentist, you know, huh? This is 1975, boy. Put your shit together. What's wrong with your natural? Got that dirt all on the back of your neck. You're a filthy little motherfucker, too. You got to be home before the sun come up. You ain't lying, motherfucker. See your ass in the day, you got to get arrested. You want to suck what? Suck some black niggas, you. You some kind of freak, boy? Or ugly freak? You ain't sucking nothing here, Junior. Suck your ass on away from here, what you better do. Want to suck some blood, go down to the blood bank, you know? Hope you get sick of yourself.